I can lie just as well, too.
I have 5 dice plus 6. Mm-hmm. That might be better than your 4 dice plus 7.
In what? Let's do it, then you roll. Fuck it.
I can't do it. Not roll after you, dude. Yeah, I don't understand why there was this big long debate.
Hey, man, I find that as well, man.
What am I looking up, by the way?
Computer reads to see if there's...
You'll have to write a random script to get a room on it.
See if there's supposed to be any shifts in the area.
Okay, this is computer research, computer programming?
Computer research.
Okay, so it's just a straight 8.
Okay, there are not supposed to be any shifts in that. Because it's not an important star, there's no kind of... Good.
Could be a ship in distress, sir.
Can we generate an artificial singularity between us, and they rush towards us?
Well, let's try...
Shut it down, and keep on coming right to it.
Try and hail them.
Try and hail them, and we'll...
So we don't connect to ship at all?
This is the USS Discovery hailing unknown ship. Please come in.
This is the
USS Discovery hailing unknown ship. Please come in.
Nope.
We're not getting anything, sir.
Okay.
Let's
flatten it. First, we'll go check it out.
Okay.
Could be some kind of freighter.
Right. Is it in a bay?
No.
Can you say photon torpedoes?
No. Why is it small? I'm just asking.
Did you say shields?
Did you say fire, sir?
Shields up, all weapons
are. I said yes, we're fired.
Yes.
That's all it takes, man. Trust me, stick with ears, be over.
Yes!
So you're heading towards it, or not?
Yes, yeah, but... yeah, we're heading towards it.
Yeah, but...
Well, he jumped right on the
head. Yeah, my fire!
let me know when we get close enough to make out what kind of ship it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep up sensor scans until I can make out what type of ship it is.
It's this roll. You enter the ship.
Wow.
Oh my god.
That's pretty good.
I got 6.
Make it 7.
Hey, Kev, I want to pull up any history on the area. We got nothing better to do here.
Okay, make a... History, Earth...
Earth? Uh-huh. It's a concept!
Oh my god!
It's not 21st century though, so...
Yeah.
No, it's 21st century!
Yep.
21st? It's 22nd century.
Oh, damn.
Oh, not a concept.
Okay, so I got history human.
Okay, so history human's good enough.
Alright. Kirk and Maul?
No.
Oh, just checking.
It is coming.
Oh well. A mere 7.
7?
Yeah.
I believe with 7, you recall nothing.
I wasn't recalling Jack. I was looking it up on the computer.
Can we scan it for life signs?
You recall that the Earth-Romulan War started in the system.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay.
A long time ago.
This is in Federation territory, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I pass that on to you.
So did the scan...
A bit of trivia.
Did the scan of the ship come up with anything?
Once you get, much closer. You can almost see it.
Oh, it's Texas. Peace, man. It's the Enterprise in its miniaturized version.
It is... And old.
I can start explaining how the American hands.
An old Ranger class starship.
Why didn't I read the adventure first?
It's an old. It looks like an old Ranger class starship.
What the hell is Ranger class?
So that's Federation then.
It's a Ranger class. It's used
in the 22nd century.
22nd century.
During the Romulan. Federation War?
Was it a fighter or a research?
It,
or
it was the top of the line starship that time.
Okay. Life science.
Had a crew of about 150.
Yeah, that's all I need right there.
Okay.
Mutiny! Come follow me!
Uh,
Let's send a dispatch to the starbase, notifying them that we found a Ranger class.
What's the name on the ship?
This is the USS Armstrong.
Okay.
You want to look that up,
Dave?
Sure.
Least competent person here to do it, apparently.
Oh, wait, it's a history roll? Or is it a...
It doesn't matter, man. I blow it out of the water. All right, so we find 13.
Okay. The Armstrong, back when the Romulans said, you know, stay out of this area's space, the Armstrong was ship that was sent in to provoke the Romulans to start a war.
And it was
assumed lost, because, you know... Okay. They almost had to buy something.
Well, that's really interesting.
We should set out a buoy and tell someone to come in and salvage it.
We can tow it.
Hey, I'll check for like...
As long as we're making the same speed, we're running through the tractor power, right?
You have sensors. Yeah. I'll check for like unusual energy readings. Area.
Perhaps just give it a thorough scan.
Okay, I do a thorough scan of the area. Unusual energy rings, mines, and cloaked Romulan ships are the top things I'm scanning for.
Okay. Cap,
mm-hmm.
Is this something that we could tow back to the starbase? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Get an 8 this time.
Even at war.
I don't like leaving these kinds of things lying around.
That's been lying around for 150 years.
It's history.
It belongs to the museum.
Grand History Federation.
All right. We'll send a note to the starbase letting them know what we found.
It's a monument to Federation Resolve.
Okay. So you tried to track the run?
Yeah. Well, we're going to wait until he's done his scan first to make sure it's correctly intact.
All right.
He exploded. You scanned it too hard.
you're looking for unusual energy reading, Romulan, something for that.
Yeah, there's something else in the map. I don't know what it was anymore.
Yeah.
Mines.
Mines.
That
was the other one.
Usually reading is mines, Romulus, with 8.
There don't
seem to be any unusual energy readings. The ship is totally dead. Mines, you actually pick up. The ship's orbiting around one of the planets. Mm-hmm. You actually pick up.
Mines like things that would blow you up.
Right.
Not like ores and stuff.
You're looking for mines.
Yeah, like mind.
Well, you actually find seems to be the remnants of another ship.
Hey, there's the remnants of another ship there.
Okay. Just find it.
What's that?
Romulan, I guess. I'm trying to do a back scan of another ship.
It does have some Romulan characters, some metals and stuff. Okay.
Look at that. It's got the lithium, which is only found on Romulus 7.
Sure. Scan the
also
what do we know about the planet?
They don't use that. They use quantum singularities.
I'm assuming they have transporter technologies back.
It is
when we see the new TV show.
That's true. That'd be cool if it was something they like invented on like the third season of the show or something.
This is the
vice captain
that I've
come
up with. Exactly. Watch! You just
stop! Yeah, exactly. No, we didn't invent the thing.
Really? Tomorrow,
can
you imagine a modern Star Trek series without a holodeck?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I don't think the writers can handle it.
We'll see what they do.
So, the planet is a marginal marginal impact.
Oh, there you go. That's an Olympic event. who can breathe marginal impact.
You
want to
scan the planet for life?
Sure. Oh, that's a little better. I got 10.
Okay. There seems to be just plant life or something. You know, just plant life. Plant.
Okay.
Life, and then there's a big flash. As you're scanning, let's see how close
this is. The original series, man, you'd be blind right now.
Yeah.
You know, a little magnifier.
Pretty close.
How does nobody else laugh at that?
it overloads sensors. Kind of spark and stuff. Make a...
Electrify others.
Make a, I don't know, module.
Me?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
about? And it's always a crew member going flying across the bridge. And
dodge energy weapon. Sex.
Okay.
Can I make my dodge crew member?
So, you know, there's a big energy pulse. You start saying big energy pulse, and then, like, the console sort of explodes. And,
I scream then.
Ah!
Yeah, that, there you go.
You pull that.
Make it such a fine leader.
Okay. We'll let you know what you need.
Status report?
On the ship? Again? I just roll one. We
really need these Olympics, man. We're all going to hell.
Status report. Shipboard
systems. Yeah, sure.
Like George Jetson hit him one button.
Various systems on the ship have been damaged. Electrical damage.
Just send it next to the
put the shields up if we can.
You go home to your wife and you complain about hitting one button.
You go to the mattress and stuff and put shields up.
I grab someone else's console who isn't doing one of the critical systems.
Okay. I check Shannon and make sure he's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm trying to get back on the sensors and see
what they... Left eye is missing.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Push it back in the... Sorry.
Is the arm front still there?
The arm front's still there.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Scan it too hard.
Check the system log, see if we can figure it out. Okay, that's good.
After I check the system log and see what the fuck that
check, was. Check the computer one.
Oh, that would be the one. Is it logic? Perception?
Logic.
Oh, yeah. Five dice.
Logic. So,
seven.
Okay. So just before you... sensors ready. Strong.
Definitely.
Pulse. Emanating from the planet. It seems to do. Seems to be some kind of gamma explosion.
What?
From beneath the planet's surface.
What kind of explosion?
Gravimetric.
Seems to have been some gravimetric explosion.
And you guys just happen to be here, pretty much above it.
Okay. Right there. I'm plotting it on this map of the planet I'm putting up on the main screen, sir.
Okay.
You call it a gravimetric
back online or? Backup sensors are back online. You
wait.
Plus one time.
Backup sensors are online. Engineering? Could you get on the sensor up here?
Look at the planet.
Alright, let's get
out. Two volcanoes and a little... Looks like a face. It's smiling.
If you have engineering, get on... can
you start fixing it? Okay, I'm overloaded, please.
Alright. All right.
Get back.
Can you read
the novel.
Let's move the ship. Let's move the ship into geosynchronous orbit with the Armstrong. Okay. Is Armstrong actually orbiting, or is it?
It is. It is actually orbiting.
Okay.
I'm going to try and do a scan of the planetary surface to see what surface feature might have been associated with the pulse, so we can avoid any other similar surface features.
It's a pun.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
the sensor is
coming.
Make a
sensor roll. Wait,
what's
fixing?
Support systems.
You said it. Nine.
Eight.
Eight. Do you also want to do a planetary science roll to see what could be a naturally occurring phenomenon? So when you were over, you were pretty much over like South Pole.
No.
There's no way.
That's a
neck.
So this planet
just have a really strong magnetic field or something that we went through? Or?
I make an 8 on the planetary science to try and figure out what caused it.
You've never heard of a planet.
A 9 if it's climatology.
There are planets with... gravimetric fluctuations,
but
like the whole
planet,
that's just a little part of it.
I'm unaware of any planetary phenomena which could cause gravimetric fluctuations in such a specific area, sir. We should take into account the possibility that it might be a Romulan weapon.
Or something.
Which fires out of the South Pole.
We still...
We still have a normal staff.
The clever master plan was to take this planet and start pushing it around the Federation and firing it off.
So, did you get a red alert? Yellow alert?
Green alert.
Yellow sounds better.
Whip has no function. Large leaf. Very dangerous.
Yep, everything seems to be fine.
This is the acting line officer. We've just had the planet fired up. There's nothing to worry about. Oh my god!
Acting line officer out.
Can we determine if the pulse was aimed at the ship, or just sort of out in the space and we run away, or...
We can watch for its effect on other planetary objects beyond us.
Would you like to make physical science from?
Sure, how about space? Logic?
Everybody?
Anybody.
Logic?
Anybody can make it. Logic.
Yeah, always looking for that logic. You see me asking Dex or willpower?
Dex isn't often appropriate for intellect.
I'm talking about
seven.
Perception and coordination.
Eight. Physical science, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Yeah, four.
Eight.
Okay. That leaves a seven. That leaves a ten, right?
I could have a 10.
Yeah, you can go ahead and make it a
10. Why don't you tell us what the 8 is? I'll decide for my 10.
No, with the 7, you find out, look at the reads and stuff. So it looked like it was basically started on this point and spread out.
Okay.
So it looks like just like, like an explosion or something. It doesn't look like it was aimed to any particular area in space.
But it emerged from a certain hemisphere of the planet, not from the entire planet.
Certain spot, right.
Right, so when it... So it's effectively, though, it's going out in a certain direction because the planet would block its track in the opposite direction.
Essentially, it'd be like 180 degrees.
How can we get south, though?
So we could...
It could be the north pole.
We could then center the location of the actual explosion then.
Based
on the effects of the other...
Just right there, we're upside down, right there.
Okay, sure,
we
can do that.
Okay.
That's relatively clever for us today.
I don't know why you had to quantify that.
Apparently it would have been relatively clever coming from all the rest of us.
No, I'm just saying relatively clever.
It could be that would be
clever. You know, that was clever coming from Dave, wasn't enough.
No,
nah,
I wasn't quite enough to be clever.
So clever coming from Dave, I think that's what you could have done. That would have been relatively clever.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so you pinpointed down to 200 meters. Kilometer area.
Okay.
It's about 50 meters below the surface.
Is this explosion happen while we're scanning it?
Yeah. When you were scanning the planet.
Okay, so why don't we just use passive scan?
We were scanning the planet.
You scanned it too hard.
Can we use passive scans at the location, just like amplified light, that sort of thing? And see what we see there.
That was really good. I'll make a little more engineering roll.
Which engineer?
For the support system is that something?
Oh, that was an engineering roll?
Yeah. Engineering systems.
Oh, okay.
Engineering
systems. So I got a 9, so 8.
Okay.
Make another one?
Yeah.
I got an 8 this time.
Oh, okay. So you got the sensor back online.
Okay. There you go. I think we're being down.
Just for the hell of it, actually, I wanted to. Can we access the Armstrong's logs?
Not for your ship.
It's okay.
It is 200
meters. Let's go. Suit up. Suit up, Pack 3.
Suit up, Pack 3.
If you want me to, sir.
By the way, I recommend that you do passive scans on the location where we pinpointed it to. I'm out of here.
Some passive scans on the location where we pinpointed it.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what a passive scan is, but...
Dan sent out something from the ship which could trigger an effect like other than that. Half the scan doesn't send anything out.
I got a 10 on it.
And we're listening rather than probing.
Alright. You've been picking up some
pulses?
You're taking the yacht?
Fuck hell
yeah. Let's do it.
Some sort of signal from the
surface.
I'm going to be regretting it.
Okay. Hell, we don't need to take that.
Who's going on a ship?
That crew is drawing out.
Same day.
Taking the yacht.
Stop
it. She won't mind.
There you go. Just in case.
I built a piece of craft. I want to take advantage of it.
Some,
you want like one of our med techs to go with you?
No, no, it could be dangerous.
A field whore?
like a first aid kid or
a first aid kid?
That's already on the job.
And some extra, you know.
You sure, sir? I don't think you're qualified to take a medkit with you.
Okay, hold on. Just some
I remember some brief moment one time ago when you and Tim, I thought you were over that long time ago. The hell did Tim back up?
Every week.
Then it continues to have plot day.
I gotta resolve it sometimes.
Yes. You kicked the thing long time ago.
Yeah.
So do you make this any clearer?
Yeah.
If you take the stims, man, I'm going to face you.
No, I'm just taking it. Just, you know, if we get injured, I'm going to get off that.
Okay. Well, make a persuasion. All
right.
One of the young, pretty good fit sets.
Eight.
I guess I don't play with
I can.
Ten was now.
All right, ten.
Yeah, if you really want
to. Sure. Charmer into giving you like a hybrid spray with a, you know, some standard doses.
Okay.
Just in case.
Oh god.
Let me see if this is any good. Yeah, more.
That's the stuff.
No. Not gonna use it right now.
Yeah, you're not an addict.
Not. It's just what, you know,
yeah. Basing me.
Alright, so you two are going to beam spacewalk.
Fly the yacht over there.
Fly the yacht over.
What type of effect would that electromagnetic pulse have had on transporter?
Probably scattered.
I would not suggest beaming.
Good. Not gonna.
Okay, so you fly over the shuttle, there's an airlock.
Yacht.
For the yacht.
Do you ask the captain or just take it?
Just take it.
Okay.
Type 3.
There's an airlock where there's a where you can just leave and work.
No, that would airlock it.
Okay, make a shuttle vehicle systems.
I have that.
You got that?
Make a decryption or something.
Oh, you want that? I got. So you do that on this.
That's.
Oh, you didn't write that for that to me?
No, I'll give you the chance.
Oh, espionage encryption.
Magic or perception?
Perception, I think.
Vehicle operation at 7.
Okay, so you got to the shuttle.
I get 11.
There is.
Let's 13 be there.
No, that was fine.
10.
Very stale air.
Stale air?
Yeah, we're in suits.
Oh, okay. Page 3, so what you said?
3 and then 2, yeah.
Alright then.
Yeah, phaser 3.
Actually, I won't take a phaser.
It's dark, so you got, you know, real
light. I won't take a phaser.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you can just. One phaser shoot.
Alright, if the light attaches the phaser.
Okay, anywhere. Where do you want to go first?
Let's go to the engineering for power.
Alright.
See if we can get
you. Want to split up? I'll go to the bridge.
I know how this goes. dead. I'm funny.
We've already slept. Two of you are on your ship. Two of us are on ours.
Any indication of decaying bodies?
Any bodies, corpses?
You don't see any, like, in the corridor here.
Yeah, no, but...
They disintegrate. Good thing we wore suits.
The air was stale, so it was, there was an atmosphere, though, right?
There is an atmosphere. It's just, you know, 20 years old.
Gotcha.
Ooh,
gotcha.
20-year-old air. Let's try some.
Go ahead, take your suit off.
It might not be okay. I mean, if there's no one on the ship, then Nox can want to take
the same air Kirk for
you. Oh, Kirk.
I don't think Kirk was ever on this ship. Or I would have known about it. Or let's put it this way. I would have had a plus to know about it.
All right.
So you would tip to engineering?
So you go to engineering.
In engineering, you actually do find a couple bodies.
Dead?
Yeah, pretty much skeletons.
Defecated.
Yeah.
So like solid trip, there's actually bacteria and stuff on the ship to eat them away.
Well, probably bacteria in their skin.
There is some damage to the bridge. You know, longs, you know, destroyed panels and stuff.
Watch those bikes, make sure they
don't move. That's with the lights on.
Screaming me out, man.
And then what are you going to do? You're going to try to get power back?
Yeah.
Make me a propulsion engineer.
Man, this is all the ship I need.
You're working smart.
Logic. Why? Can he stop the
space? That's kind of cool, actually. I got an 8.
That's kind of a duel.
Duelist.
I'm a duelist.
He'll go form his own plus.
Eight. He's already in another one.
The secret dark duelist.
There's an idea. Rule of six on the law that idea.
Death and I?
No.
Okay.
Maybe you need better dice.
Eight.
You get. The engine's like. Oh shoot! I guess I should have mentioned this. There is, you know, damage to the ship when you were looking at it before.
Damage to the ship. Okay.
The engine's like, you know, pretty much like. You can get battery point.
Retroactively,
some power left.
Retroactively, can I look at the damage to the ship to determine what type of weapon was used on it?
Looks like nine. Oh my god!
Thanks, like that. Important to know.
Make a. Tactical. Yeah.
Tactical? I got that.
Could be an energy weapon.
I got that.
That's true.
Phase.
Nobody's dead.
Shit. Oh, did he get in the way? Did he get in the way?
No. Well, Pedro did not show up. Robert? Ended up saying, oh, I'm injured, so I won't fight. It'll be forfeit. And the duelist all went, what? And Pencil went, what? And Pencil started shouting, this is dishonorable. And Martel said, you're saying that Robert's dishonorable? He's a duelist. And I said, yes, he's dishonorable. And Martel said, then I have to challenge you. And Pencil said, I accept. And
I'll come talk to you.
Yes.
Question.
They told you. Roll.
Yeah, it's a stroke.
They brought it. Wouldn't know if it was Klingon or Romulan. Okay.
Shanna, you decoded. It's some kind of radio transmission. Basically, some panicked person, human male, maybe, say something more about. Romulan's on the bomb! Romulan's on the bomb! God save her!
Sir? seems to be some non. Does it sound recorded or does it sound live?
Sound live.
There seems to be some live transmission saying, and I quote,
The Romulans have the palm. The Romulans have the bomb. God save Earth. I don't even understand what this God thing is. It must be some 22nd century anachronism, but,
okay.
I would presume this is the bomb that was just set off, and that, you know, the Romulans and humans have been fighting down here for 200 years, and...
That's kind of scary.
Wait, on the planet?
Yeah. Why don't we go down there after? See if you can establish communication.
So you get some, you know, battery power left, you get some lights and stuff.
Okay, lights.
Yeah.
Look at the ramp.
Propulsion?
It was apparently a bomb and not something that scanner set up.
Well, it's dead.
Do an active scan of the area.
Battery.
Good. Battery. Walk around.
Yeah, kill it, aren't you?
Let's try.
Do another active scan while we're in this ship. Then you got a shield.
We'll make sure we time it so that you're not in orbit over the explosion area.
That's true. The final button.
We'll do an active scan of the area that the transmissions are coming from, trying to detect the people there.
Okay. Access roll. So you two are
looking around.
Okay.
So we saw him propulsion, so we should continue to work on it. So we got propulsion.
We won't get propulsion.
Is it possible?
It is, yes.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good enough.
Maybe he was a really good engineer.
Still looking for scratch, man.
Good for scratch.
It'll take 2 years.
It's just battery power we're using?
Yeah, you guys are using battery power.
It's gel pack, man.
Sensors going. There is a... There's always some sort of repair. This time it's grabbed a bunch of repairs from the poly and the glass. You think there are...
Well, let's try to interface with the computer.